Negotiations are underway between two nuclear power companies that could save the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Oswego County. Entergy had all but guaranteed that it would shut down the plant, but as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, a state plan to subsidize New York's nuclear plants is enticing another company to negotiate to buy and operate Fitzpatrick.
Since Entergy announced last November that it was planning to close Fitzpatrick permanently in 2017, public officials had suggested that Exelon, which is the largest operator of nuclear plants in the country and the owner of the nearby Nine Mile Point and Ginna nuclear facilities, could afford to purchase the plant. John O'Mara, a former PSC chairman, says the governor's office brought the two companies together to discuss a potential deal.
Good sources tell me that Exelon and Entergy, with the oversight of the governor's office, have been negotiating constantly.
But it wasn't until the state started putting the final touches on the nuclear subsidies that negotiations began. New York is proposing a plan to pour $965 million into its nuclear plants between 2017 and 19, with more funding to come through 2029. It's part of the Cuomo administration's attempt to financially support sources of energy like wind, solar, and nuclear that don't emit harmful carbon dioxide. Entergy spokesperson Jerry Nappe says the company has always been open to an economically viable alternative to closing the plant, and he says the subsidies have made that a reality for Exelon.
You know, Exelon has three units in upstate New York already. Fitzpatrick would make a fourth, and that potentially allows them to gain some synergies and potentially economies of scale.
But an Exelon spokesperson says in order for the sale to take place, the state would have to approve the subsidies, and the company would have to be assured of immediate earnings and a long-term revenue stream for Fitzpatrick. Entergy hopes to have a deal in place to sell the plant by mid-August. Some environmental groups have balked at the high cost of keeping the nuclear plants afloat, but State Senator Patty Ritchie says the money will have a far-reaching impact.
I think you have to look at the big picture. The governor has proposed an aggressive clean energy standard. Can't get to that level without our nuclear facilities.
The PSC is expected to vote on the nuclear subsidies this summer. I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.